Imagine a boy in high school. He has to use the bathroom, but he's transgender. Going to either bathroom, the boys or the girls, would make him feel out of place and alienated, and it's very likely that he could be subjected to harsh comments and bullying by his peers. If the boys' cisgender classmates don't have to think carefully about which bathroom to use, or deal with the pressure of their peers when entering one or the other, then why should he? High school students are growing up. They're maturing and finding out who they are as an individual. Whether it be career goals, personal interests and hobbies, or gender and sexuality, teenagers discover more about themselves in these 4 years than they probably ever have before. Vast amount of resources for different career paths and hobbies are provided by the school, but when it comes to the LGBT community, most are silent. Without school resources, students who are closeted, have unaccepting guardians, or otherwise can't easily access information on these topics may struggle to find out on their own. This shouldn't be a problem. School should be reliable for helping students on any subject, including the LGBT community. Because of our heteronormative culture and the fact that most people identify with the gender assigned to them at birth, it's assumed that the only truly necessary lessons and resources are those specifically for straight cisgender people. Because of this, many aren't informed on subjects others don't have any problems with. For example, in health classes, sex ed is only taught in one context, a cisgender male and a cisgender female. Same-sex couples are excluded from this without most knowledge and may end up having to find out in an unreliable way, such as the internet. Teachers of these health classes should assume that there are students in the class who are, or may someday be in, a relationship with someone of the same sex. Counselors and/or teachers should be available to students anytime they have a question or need any kind of support. Pamphlets and other written resources should be placed somewhere anyone can easily find them to take and read. Schools' GSAs are usually the place to get this kind of thing, but to better publicize them would be much more helpful. The GSA, or Gay Straight Alliance, is a group schools will sometimes put together for LGBT students and allies. It's known as a place for students to meet other people they can relate to, talk about LGBT issues, and get information on upcoming events. In some schools, GSAs are poorly run and often get off topic very easily, and in many others, there's no GSA whatsoever. A well-run GSA in every school is the most valuable resource LGBT students can have, and if there isn't one, people can miss out on a good opportunity to explore themselves as individuals while also getting involved with others and the community. Students' identities are most explored in their teenage years, and looking to their high schools for resources on gender and sexuality should be as reliable as when looking into different occupations. Whether it be better education, counselors and teachers, or even just helpful written articles, questioning or knowingly LGBT students don't deserve to be left in the dark.